y'all. It's your boy Sayre, SO, and all social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's your boy J Omega SO. Y'all already know who it is.
Okay.
We welcoming y'all to the Officially Street Podcast once again. This is episode 16?
I think it's 15 or 16.
I think we did 15 already. Friday the 13th was the 13th episode. Mm-hmm. Then it was Survivor Series, which was 14. Was it Survivor Series? 14?
Yeah. No.
Did we do more?
Yeah, I don't know. God damn it, man.
It was, I think it was Friday the 13th, and then it was Black Friday.
Black Friday, and then
Survivor Series. So 13, and then 14. Survivor Series was 15. Loco was 6. This is 17.
Yeah. You're right.
We got some episodes out here.
All right. Okay.
Shout out to the Officially Street Podcast for having mad episodes on iTunes and shit.
We working.
Only like 3 months in.
Yeah, and I hope you guys enjoyed that bonus episode, man, with our boy Joey Els, man, bringing through that fire.
Yeah, that shit was live. We're gonna actually talk about that, but I want to get into how my week was. You know, that's the traditional.
Right.
That's the traditional beginning of the episodes. Unfortunately, I didn't do shit this week, so I kind of,
You had one highlight though.
I did have a highlight. So. The biggest highlights of my week. All right. Going to the gym, going to work. Boom. That's always the biggest highlight. Drinking myself into a stupor. Boom. Now, as far as drinking goes, I finally, just the other day, went to the liquor store. I walk in and I was going to get my mom some wine.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over to the right because in the liquor store in Stroudsburg where I live at, they have all of the new liquors over to the right side. Anything new. So I look over there every time and I'm looking for the apple Ciroc. That's what I'm looking for. I'm like, fuck. Still don't got it. Motherfuckers is on Snapchat, Instagram, yeah. Twitter with the shit
rubbing
in their hand.
All in our face, pause.
OD. And I'm like, ah, man. So I go in there and I get the wine and I pick up some SoCo for some eggnog. Oh, by the way, this episode is sponsored by SoCo and eggnog. The fucking best combination, honestly.
OD good.
There's like Henny and Hypnotic, and there's like whiskey and ginger and Jack and Coke and all that shit. Eggnog and SoCo is such a good blend.
The lush god is speaking.
Oh my god, such a good blend. Go get yourself for the holidays. Get yourself some eggnog and some original SoCo. So I was going in there. I picked up the SoCo. I get to the counter and I'm talking to the lady behind the register. I'm like, man. Y'all let me down every time I come in here. She was like, what are you talking about? And she seemed excited. Yeah, and she was like, what are you talking about?
Because you probably wasn't the first one.
And yeah. She was like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, y'all don't have apple Ciroc. She was like, what do you mean we don't have apple Ciroc? We just got it today. And I'm like, it's lit. And so I was like, where is it? And it's in a fucking corner on display and shit. And I'm like, I would have never saw this shit. So I went over there. Obviously, I copped a bottle. Now, y'all might be wondering why I'm not drinking it. I'm trying to be a good future husband to my fiance, and I don't want to pop it until I could do it with her over the weekend. So we're gonna wait. But was like the highlight of my week, man. And other than that, it was the Joey Els episode. That was pretty dope.
Which spot did you go? The one by the mall or the one by Walmart?
I don't want to say because all the fuck niggas is gonna go buy it all.
You can tell me off here.
Yeah, I don't. All the fuck niggas is gonna buy it.
I need to go cop one this weekend. I wasn't too mad at Jay saying that he's going to save it for the weekend. I understand it completely because Shayna be getting tight with me whenever like I'm drinking and she's like, well, you didn't think about me and shit like, so I completely understand that. I definitely got to cop a bottle for this weekend. My week, I'm kind of like Jay, just working. I've been slacking in the gym. It's just like, I feel like I just do not have the time and I don't know why.
I've been slacking too, man.
Nigga, like I've gone like, once or twice a week, and it's the holiday, so I've been eating like shit too. So like I just be feeling it. I put up a snap last night, like, yo, I hate my life.
OD.
Like, I've been eating for no reason. It's the worst, man.
I actually woke up this morning and I said to myself, I went to the gym Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's all I've been doing though. That's all I've been doing is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. And I'm not used to that. So I woke up this morning and I said, you know what? I think I could go to the gym this morning. You know, my usual, I woke up around 5 and Quan's alarm went off, my alarm went off, and I cut the alarm off, like off.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to get up. The alarm is off, so it's not going to go off again. I got to get up. And then Quanah rolls out of bed, and I had the bed to myself for, like, you know, that, like, that millisecond where you have the bed to yourself. And I, like, kind of, like, turned over, and the spot she was in was warm. That was it. That was it, bro.
Nigga, you know, oh, yeah, because I saw the snap, nigga. You was driving in, and it was, like, light out. Oh, I'm like, I never see this shit.
Nope, I was went right back to sleep. Luckily, I wasn't late, but shit. I've been slacking too.
I'm trying to cop a bottle for this weekend because it's the Mrs. and I's anniversary. 6 years married.
Ah, damn. Wow,
yeah, my nigga. Like, I don't even want to say how long we've actually been together.
I know.
Nigga.
I know. God,
like,
damn.
Like, I'll be thinking, I'm like, God damn, really? It's been that long? Shit. You know what I mean? But, We're gonna I wanna cop a bottle, but then we're gonna be out in New York. So I'll probably be telling y'all about it. You know what I mean? Next episode. We got a few things planned. We're meeting up with some people, so it should be a good night. And the last thing I did, if y'all follow me on Snap, y'all might have seen it. You know, if y'all got kids, especially like older kids, you know, they go on like YouTube and all this shit, and my kids got mad toys. They got toys in their room, toys. They got a part of the living room, but for some reason they go on YouTube and watch other fucking kids play with toys.
What?
Yeah, like they sit there and like they're watching kids play with toys, and like I go in their room, I'm like, y'all got toys here? Why the fuck are you watching somebody play with toys? You know what I mean? So then they came across this thing called the Bean Boozled Challenge, and it's pretty much like you go and you buy a box of it's like a box of jelly beans, and there's 20 flavors in it. But out of the 20, there's 10 that are like your regular, you know, Tutti Frutti's and coconuts and blah, blah, blah. And they have another 10 that looks just like the regular ones that are disgusting. You know what I mean? So, like, you pretty much, the point of the game is, like, all right, you got to try each bean. Everybody gets one bean. And then you just got to be like, all right, man, well, which one is which? You know what I mean? So the flavors are, you have Tutti Frutti, butter popcorn, peach, pear, coconut, lime, berry blue, chocolate pudding, caramel corn, licorice. Cool. Then on the other side, you have stinky socks, which was the fucking worst.
Whoa.
Stinky socks, rotten eggs, barf, booger, ugh, baby wipes, lawn clippings, ugh, toothpaste, canned dog food, moldy cheese, and skunk spray.
Damn.
Now, let me remind you, you can't smell the jelly bean. Like, you can sit there and be like, all right, which one is this, and try to smell it? No. The smell and the taste only comes out when you bite into it. So, my nigga, like, just imagine biting skunk. Like if you bite a skunk's ass, my nigga, and that's what it tastes like. You know what I mean? Like, the shit was bad, but it was cool. Like, it got all, like, my kids together, and, you know, me and my wife, and we just playing it, and, like, you know, when you have kids, you just like, yo, we run all over the place. But like, this was like our little moment to like just be together and shit like that. So that was cool. And then until the fact that they wanted to play it again the next day. And I was like, nah, I think I had enough.
No, I've had enough. I threw up enough tonight.
I've had fucking enough.
You know what that reminds me of? You ever, you watch Harry Potter?
Mm-hmm.
All the Harry Potters?
Somebody told me about that. But yeah,
what
go
the
ahead.
Fuck is it? That bean, there's like these mystery beans and shit. And it kind of tells you what it is, though. But it's in a bag, and it's in like, it's all mixed up in a bag, and it says all the flavors on the bag, and you don't really know what you're gonna pick.
Yeah,
you just pick it out the bag, and you look at it, and you're like, oh, I think this is whatever, and this is like booger flavor all the nasty shit. But it doesn't. I don't know if it really tastes that bad or not, but it reminds me of that shit.
My nigga, trust me. Like, and what makes me wonder, like, who fucking taste tested this shit? Like, who's the one that, like, ate the booger one and was like, nah, that's not quite a booger?
How do they know it's a booger?
Yeah.
Like what did, like, did somebody, like, taste skunk spray and say,
my nigga,
this is what it got to taste like?
No, my nigga. It was bad, man. And
that's
then,
nasty as fuck.
The last thing I did, both Jay and I, we've been talking about it for the longest. Like, yo, we got to listen to Adele's album. Got to listen to it. I've had it for the longest. You know, my kids play it. You know, my wife has played it. But, like, I've just heard bits and pieces. So I finally sat in my office today and was like, all right, I'm going to listen to this shit. I'm going to try not to cry and get into my feelings. And I'm going to listen to it. And you know what, yo? It's actually a really good album. I mean, we expected it.
It is very good. I kind of, you know what's funny? I listened to it this morning for the first time. And it's weird because I expected it. I think I had higher expectations than I should have for it. Mm-hmm. I expected it to be so much better than 21.
Yeah.
And I feel like 21 was very dope, and mm-hmm. and this one was very dope, but they're kind of on par with each other.
Yeah, pretty
it's
much.
Just that she sold so much that I was like, nah, I got it. I was so anticipated. But it was a really good album. Like it was great. And the thing is, the way she sings, and if you listen to the lyrics, yo, I was driving to work and I was just like, damn, man. Like, I felt for her.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm in a happy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So half of the shit I listen to, like, if I listen to sad shit on the radio, I'll be like, this nigga, this bitch, you know what I mean? Good thing I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I'm listening to her shit, and I'm like, damn.
Like, she's really in her feelings.
I'm like, yo, why he had to do her like that?
Like my song, that I Miss You song.
Yeah.
Son, like, I'm listening to it, and like, I'm grabbing my chest like, oh my God.
Yo.
Like, yo, she's really going through it.
Yeah, it's something else, though, because you know what? There's not a lot of artists that can really make you feel for them. Like Mary J. Blige can do it. Whitney Houston could do it. Who else can do it? Even you know, Beyonce could do it. I don't know if like them, but you know, but so many artists. Jennifer Hudson can do it. Like, they sing into your fucking soul. Yeah. Like, and if it's you feel their pain, you feel the fucking passion.
If I go with rap, I say that with M.
Oh, absolutely.
Yo, M be saying some shit and I get the chills.
No, absolutely.
God damn.
Like, I'm like,
my nigga, I just lived that shit with you. Like, I just went through that shit with
That's
you.
That's part of the reason why he's one of my favorite rappers, because I'll listen to his music and my whole fucking, like, pause, my body will be tingling. Like, yo, this nigga is just fucking.
Yo, he's really going through
that. He putting really
shit.
His emotion into the fucking records.
Like, he's like when with the R&B singers, like, they're singing their heart out, and it's like, M is like pouring his heart out. Yeah. I go through that with Budden too.
I was
like,
just getting ready to say
Budden. I go through that with him too.
I wanted to say it before you because I already knew you had that feeling, but I was gonna say Budden does the same shit. Like, he really does.
Like that Love I'm Good when he was talking to his son.
Oh my God, yeah.
He's like, little nigga. Like, I'm like, oh God damn, he's chastising this.
He came out of my nut, little nigga. Like, that shit. Even as I said that, I caught chills because I'm like, yo, if I was somebody's father, and I had to have that conversation, like, that's how I would feel.
That's how you would feel.
Like,
that's probably how you would talk to him.
He really speaks to the people that, and he's not doing it purposely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he speaks to the people that are in the situation that he's in, but he's not doing it to do that.
Yeah.
He's doing it because that's how he feels.
Exactly.
And it's just so authentic. Like,
it's amazing. So Adele's album is amazing. If you guys haven't heard it yet, if you haven't, please go out and check that shit out, man. I mean, you're going to hear it eventually, nigga, because she's damn near probably about to go diamond next week or some shit like that. So,
I mean, aside from listening to her album, on the same level as that, on the same tempo, I need to listen to a lot of albums. There's a few mixtapes that I haven't listened to, and there's a lot of shows that I haven't watched. I'm behind on my podcast. I'm behind on a lot of shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm behind on a lot of shit.
The only other album I listen to, because people keep telling me, like, yo, you got to listen to it. You got to listen to it. You're a real hip-hop head. Go listen to it. Logic.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a fan of his first album, so I didn't have high expectations for this one. And then he just happened to be on another podcast. I was listening to it today, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go check it out. And it's not that it's trash. I don't want people to think it's trash. But it's just not for me. Like, I'm listening to it, I'm just like, all right, man. Like, it's cool, I guess.
I feel the same way. I was actually going to say, can we talk about it? Because Logic, I first heard about him from, I don't know if it was a coworker or just somebody who I follow on social media that knows me from high school. And it was like, yo, you should listen to Logic.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, this dude is dope. He's nice. He's young. And he actually be spitting some real shit. Like, he's not like all these other artists.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'll check him out. And I did. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I listened to him and I just felt like, okay.
Yeah.
He's cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
I'm going to tell you what I think about it. But go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
No, it's just like, he's cool, but I don't see this huge accelerated talent in him. Like, yes, he's good, but I don't quite see what all the hoopla is about.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to this new album. I heard it sold pretty good.
Yeah,
it put out pretty decent numbers,
yeah,
but
did.
I didn't really
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this. I was just talking to a coworker of mine today about it because he's actually, you know, kind of a big Logic fan. He's another one of the people like, yo, you gotta hear the album. I know you wasn't crazy about the first one, but this one's probably gonna be dope too. I'm like, all right, man. I was telling him, I said, yo, what it is with Logic is, it's like, all right, he'll make a song and the song is like, hey man, follow your dreams.
Yeah.
And the next song is like, listen about my struggle. Next song, I'm gonna tell you a little bit more about my struggle. Next song, make sure you follow your dreams.
Keep following your dreams.
Yeah, and the next song is like, I don't know if you heard me before, but follow your dreams. And next song is like, hey man, I went through some shit with like an ex-girlfriend, so I'm gonna talk about it.
But I followed my dreams.
So it's like I'm listening to the album, I'm just like, all right, man, I get it. Follow my dreams. Like, I understand it's promoting a positive message, and then he tried to compare it like, well, Kendrick always has like, you know, a message. I'm like, but the music at least has a different feel. Every song kind of has a different subject. It's not like, hey, I follow my dreams. Hey, I follow my dreams. You know what I mean? Like, he's talking about something different in every song. So I was like, you can't compare that shit.
Right.
When I look for artists, it's like, all right, you could talk about, you know, being positive, but like, I also want to hear some different shit too.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? For me to like really enjoy an album or to enjoy the artist.
Right.
You know
like
what
if
I mean?
You even, like, even if you look at Jada, you know, a lot of people who are unknowledgeable of Jada and his history, they'll just be like, all this nigga spit about is guns and drugs.
Yeah.
But he also has Why. He also has Letter to Big.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He also has, like, he has songs that are...
Feel Me and Still Feel Me on both of those albums.
He has songs, like, that aren't just about selling drugs. Like, even Knock Yourself Out. It's just a feel-good song. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? You throw that on in a club and you move to it. Like, Kiss has more versatility than I think he gets credit for. Yeah. I think what he lacks versatility is in his flow.
Yeah.
But as far as his music-making capabilities... He can write good songs. And so that's where I kind of share that with you. Like, when I was listening to Logic, it's kind of just like, all right, I get it. This has a positive message, but what makes it that much more unique?
Yeah,
is it the fact that it has a positive message and everyone else's songs don't?
Yeah.
Or is it the fact that he's actually more skilled than other people? And I don't think it was the latter. I think it was the former.
Because I'll tell you what, I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on it. The dude got a flow. Like, if you listen to him, he can flow his ass off. I will give him that.
Definitely
like
got flow.
He be switching flows. And, like, that's one thing, like, I was listening to it, and I'm like, okay, bro, you kind of just went off.
And that, I think that's what people love about it.
Yeah, but, like...
But we have so many other artists that could do that.
Yeah, within that flow, is like, he's still talking about the same shit.
Right.
I semi like to hear a little bit of ignorance from time to time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I just didn't get that from him.
It is what it is, man. It is what it is.
So, yeah, just to finish it off, besides the, you know, to finish off my week... Catch up on shows, and like all our shows are pretty much finishing for like their fall season finales and all that stuff, and we gotta wait until like January, February. Fucking Empire is not until March.
Yeah, I mean, luckily for me, like I said, man, it's the same. I share the same feelings as you, but luckily for me, I'm behind on a lot of shows. Like I said, so I could do a lot of catching up because I watch a lot of shit that's actually going off right now, but there's a lot of shit that I haven't watched and that I've missed that I need to catch up on, i.e. Power. I have still not watched any episodes
Tomato of Power. Emoji J when you guys get the chance, but proceed, sir. Well, proceed.
Whatever. Have not watched Power. I've actually begun watching Gotham.
My man.
You put me on the Gotham.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through the first season. They kind of actually wild out because the first season is like 22 episodes and they're an hour long. Typically, a show that is an hour long has like 12 to 15 max episodes. Shows that are half hour long have 24 episodes. Yeah. This shit got 22 episodes and it's an hour long. So
the season starts early. It started in like September, while most shows start in October.
Let's put it this way. If the first season had 12 episodes to 15 episodes, I'd have been damn near done with the first season. But I'm not done. So once I'm done with that, I'm probably going to move on to Power. And then I'm still watching How to Get Away with Murder, but How to Get Away with Murder in the current season, it's either done or it's almost done. But I don't watch that unless it's with Quanah. So this weekend, we'll probably catch up on that. I don't have too many other shows that I think I want to get into right now because by the time I catch up on those shows, then Game of Thrones might be coming back out, and who knows, The Walking Dead might even, because February is damn near around the corner, believe it or not.
I think Game of Thrones is April.
No, I mean for The Walking Dead.
February? You said my bad. Go ahead. I'll cut you off.
No, but that's it. Those are the only shows I'm really even waiting for. The other ones, they're going to just come on and I'll just catch them like, oh shit, this is back on.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
You know, speaking of Game of Thrones, I have not watched one episode.
Tomato emoji. Tomato emoji to Sayer.
I deserve it.
At your earliest convenience.
Now, what's crazy is at my job, we have like, you know, a folder that everybody shares. And I forgot that I just went and got all of the seasons. So I have like all the seasons just chilling on my external hard drive. So now that I have time, I have a lot of catching up to do, because I'm sure that's Jay loves the show. I know a few other people who like praise the show. So we're definitely probably going to end up talking about it down the line, maybe. You know what I mean?
Oh, I definitely love to talk about it. Yeah. And I want to talk about Gotham too, if by the time I catch up, at least.
Yeah, Gotham is amazing too. So I'm going to catch up on Game of Thrones. Jay hates when I bring this up. I'm going to have a little bit of a break from work. So during that time, I'm going to try to catch up on like all my shows and shit like that. I'm not
going
to talk about what shows. I mean, I'm not going to talk about how long I have.
No. Real quick. I'm not talking to you right now. I'm talking to the listeners. All right. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I want to talk to the listeners. How many of y'all have breaks from work? I want y'all to really let me know. I want y'all to email officiallystreet@gmail.com. Or I want y'all to just, you know what? Y'all don't email us. So forget the email. Hit us up at TOSpodcast_SO on Twitter. Mm. Let us know how many of y'all got breaks, okay? And I'm not talking about you got to use vacation and you got to use time with pay, or you know what I mean? How many of y'all have breaks from work that aren't teachers?
Listen.
And you're getting paid.
I work for a college, so the whole campus closed down, nigga, so there's nothing I could do. I'm going to still do some work from home, you know what I mean?
Guess who doesn't want to hear it? Guess who doesn't want to hear it? Me and every other hardworking listener that's listening to this podcast.
You know what's bad is I don't got to use time. It's time paid. You know what I mean? But listen, I'm going to bring up one point, though. I'm salary.
Okay.
There's days like today where I pretty much should have been getting OT. I don't get OT.
All right. I get it.
I don't get OT. So, my nigga, I could come into work my regular day and my boss could be like, hey, man, every fucking server crashed. We're going to be here till midnight. I'm not going to get paid extra for it.
I get that, man.
I'm not
going to
pay extra for it.
I understand.
So, this is a little bit of a perk that I get, man. You know what I mean?
I get that. I understand. That's a little different. I thought you worked hourly. I didn't know.
No.
I didn't know.
But I basically have like 2 weeks off, though.
Oh. Well, you enjoy. Okay? Drew meme. All right, Drew meme. Okay.
Oh shit! All Drew, right,
you
man.
Catch up on all your shows.
Y'all don't judge me, man. All right, I'll run down my. What? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Another slander you
no,
was
no,
about
no,
to
no,
give.
No. Okay. Nope.
All right. I'm pretty much caught up on Supergirl, which is getting crazy. Into the Badlands.
Is Into the Badlands dope?
I watched the first episode. I've been recording all of them because, like, I've just been catching up with other shit. It's pretty much like, if you enjoy like kung fu movies,
I do,
and anime,
I do,
and all that shit, like it's you will enjoy the show.
I'm definitely gonna record them.
It has a storyline with it, but in the process, they have some dope fight. It's like it's not corny fight scenes either. It's not like they just sit there. Like, this shit is dope.
And I'm not only just into fighting scenes. Like, I want to have a good story.
Oh, no. I get you. I'm just explaining because, like, you know, sometimes you be like, yeah, man, they got fight scenes and it's just like two or three punches are thrown. Like, this shit is like, it's
OD
dope.
Fight
yeah,
scenes.
Yeah, it's OD. Like, the first episode, they had this nigga fighting like 10 people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he was whooping all their asses, breaking niggas' arms. You know what I mean? Oh, you want to throw a kick? I'm going to break your leg. Like, he was just going the fuck off. He's mean. But again, I'm only watched the... I watched the first two episodes.
All right.
And I think I just missed the last two. All right. It's definitely dope. Y'all should check that out. Dude at my job, he's telling me about a show called Bloodline that's on Netflix.
I think I heard of it or heard about it. I might have passed it.
Yeah, I know it's just like on Netflix, but him and like one or two other people has told me the show is dope. So maybe if I get the time, I'll check it out. I have no clue what it's about. And then Gotham just finished and Empire just finished. So I'm just going to have time.
The second season of Gotham finished?
Excuse me. That break. So it's coming. It's coming back.
Okay.
Fuck.
But it finished though. So.
But it looks like they're bringing in Mr. Freeze.
All right, don't fucking give it up for me, okay?
It's not there.
Whatever.
Yo, and when you get to the second season, my nigga, oh my God. Like, I be hitting Jay up. Like, after I watch an episode, I'm like, son, you need to go fucking watch Gotham, okay? Like, it's like every weekend, Jay's like, all right, I get it. I'm going to watch it.
Sia be fucking haunting my text messages, yo. This nigga will hit me in a private text like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'd be like, my nigga, you good? What happened? He'd be like, nigga, you gotta watch Gotham. I'd be like, oh my God.
Like, well, I'll make nigga, it sound like it's an emergency. Midnight. Like, my nigga, you good? Yeah, what about it? Gotham, nigga.
Nigga, I'm like, yo, it's 12 midnight. I'm asleep. He'd be like, no, nigga, I'm just letting you know for when you wake up. Gotham. I'm like, all right, nigga.
It's dope if y'all haven't watched it. And then I got to catch up on How to Get Away with Murder. You know what I mean? Because
I definitely recommend it. And I definitely recommend it. It's not, you know what? It's probably not as good as Gotham. It's more like if you like Scandal, it's kind of on the same level as Scandal. But, you know, I would say the only thing about this is, and it's not bad. It's just kind of similar to a lot of the other shows that are coming out these days that, you know, are a little bit more PG-13. Yeah. They kind of, you know, they kind of like show a lot more sex and they incorporate a little bit of the LGBT in there. Yeah. And it kind of seems forced, but it's not. I guess it's just a lot.
Throw it out there.
It's a little extra. Sometimes they'll just be gay sex scenes that are just, I feel like, okay, that was irrelevant.
Yeah.
I could have, I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, if two guys are in the show and it's just like, yeah, man, huh, come around here often. Yeah, come around here often. Yeah, well, I didn't see you. Oh, really? And it's kind of like, you know what's going to happen. Mm. But then the whole next scene will be them having sex. Mm. And I'll be like, all right.
Did I need?
I knew that was going to happen. But you know what? Maybe I'm a hypocrite because as a straight man, when a man and a woman does that and it happens, I think nothing of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Quano will be watching and she'll be like, oh my God, I didn't need to see this. Like, this is just too much. And I'm like, ah, what? It's sex.
Nah, but you know what? Because that's like Empire. Like, I know you don't watch Empire, but like, there was one scene where like.
You're wildin', I do watch Empire.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're just
fully caught up on Empire.
That's right. Okay. My bad. That's right. You're just always, you got to wait for Quano. So you're a little behind. My bad. That one scene where like the photographer started sucking off Jamal's
his ex or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So like, okay, we understand they broke up. What the fuck happened to the photographer?
But that,
you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
right. But yeah, the photographer is just gone.
Yeah, yeah. So you mean to tell me you never seen this dude again?
That was his only purpose of the show. But you know what? Even that, it's kind of like, all right, whatever. It was just a quick scene.
Mm-hmm.
The scenes I'm talking about a little bit more in depth, and it don't bother me as much anymore. Like, I'm just like, all right, whatever. Like, I'm just waiting for it to be over. But I'm not like one of those guys where it's like, ah, and I got to get up and walk out of the room like, here we go. And I'm like,
shoving it down our throat.
Yeah, like, I'm not that type of guy. It's like, I'll sit there and I'll watch and I'll just be like, you old guy, OD. That was a pun. Was there pun intended? OD.
Like, my nigga, you even see me. I looked at you and smirked and you looked the other way. I was like, that was bad.
Pun intended with that.
Oh, OD.
Man.
OD.
Nah, but I'll sit there and watch and I'll just be like, you know, any day now. But it doesn't bother me that bad. It doesn't bother me that much.
All right, man. Let's talking about sex scenes. Our boy Kanye supposedly has a sex tape out there.
Kanye West?
Kanye West. They're saying that it's with like a lookalike Kim K. Or some shit like that. It was before they got together. So it's not like recent.
Oh, so it was a long time ago.
Yeah, they're saying it was like a little bit before he got with Kim. You know what I mean? So I don't know a whole lot about it.
So after Amber?
Yeah, it was after Amber. But we all know that he was like infatuated with Kim. You know what I mean? So he went and slept with some like lookalike or whatever. I don't know. They don't have like no stills or anything like that. Not trying to say that I want to see this nigga Kanye. But, you know, I don't know a whole lot, but they're saying that it's out there. You know, they might probably shop it around, probably to the highest bidder or something like that.
Hold on, I gotta look for this shit.
Yeah, it's just, do we really want to see?
It comes up right away. Hold on.
Yeah? Go ahead.
Here comes right away. So I got an article. Hold on. I got an article on Google. It says someone very close to Kim Kardashian. Someone very close to Kim Kardashian allegedly has a sex tape. That person has won many Grammys and is no and is none other than Kanye West himself. Multiple sources are reporting that Mr. West paid a large sum of money to keep this tape from leaking. The alleged 20-minute tape shows 20 minutes. What the fuck? Hold on. Time out.
Time out.
20 minutes.
God damn,
the
my nigga.
Fuck.
Listen,
he had to have a condom on. He had to have a condom.
You get a strong 10, 20
minutes.
Maybe 15 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
And that's pushing it for me.
You get a deep 10 strokes. And I'm tapping the fuck out.
Oh, shit.
All right. Anyway, the alleged 20-minute tape shows Kanye West engaging with an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Who apparently is a Kim K lookalike. What? 18?
Wow.
That's crazy. This shit better not come out. Yeah, fuck around right? And be like,
I mean, it's legal.
I mean, but
still,
shit.
It's dumb near. Like.
So this says a Hollywood businessman who brokered other sex tapes with celebrities successfully negotiated the deal to keep the tape hidden. A source revealed. Kanye was very relieved. It would have been a disaster had it ever been released. The alleged tape was apparently made before Kim and Kanye began dating. We're not certain what to think of this, but hey, these days with celebrities, you just never know. That's crazy. I didn't know shit about that. I mean,
I don't understand why niggas be recording shit. Like, if you're with...
I feel like they know what the fuck is going on. And I feel like they're getting paid for it, and they know that they got it. Look, this Kanye West, man.
Yeah.
This is not an idiot. This is not an ignoramus. He knew what the fuck was going on, especially if this was after Amber Rose and the time of his life where he definitely had smartened up and opened his eyes to what society was viewing him as.
Yeah.
He had to know about this. He had to know what was going on, but this is before he had children. This is before Kim.
That's probably why he don't.
This is after love and before new love.
Yeah.
So who knows what he was thinking?
I mean that's like Lil Wayne. They have some shit out there with him and like two chicks. You know what I mean? That one looked a little
set up. I think I heard
something
about it. I don't want to watch it. See, you know what? I don't want to watch none of this shit unless it's a woman that's famous.
Yeah, I don't understand why. Like,
give me a Scarlett Johansson Give me a Scarlett Johansson sex tape.
Nigga, when the nudes leaked, that was a win. Oh my God, man. Let her drop a sex tape. I'll put the money up.
That's what I'm trying to say, man. Like, I don't want to see these rappers. Like, why do I want to? I don't want to see Charlie Sheen sucking dick. I don't want to see Kanye West having sex
long
with
long stroking.
I don't want to see for 20 minutes at that. Yeah, what the fuck? Like,
it's like one camera angle, nigga. So you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, man. Is it at least an HD? Like,
no, nigga. It's cell phone quality.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
It gotta be of quality. You know, like all of these pornos nowadays, at least most of them now they're in HD. But it's like, yo, all these pornos, they have the craziest stories. It's always like a chick knocking on the door like, I have a package for you. And she's wearing a fucking, she's supposedly work for the post office. And she's damn near in panties, tight ass blue short shorts and a ripped off and tied at the front shirt. Like, I have a package for you. Yeah. It's from UPS. You can clearly see that her shirt says USPS.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's from UPS. And he's like, oh. You like deliveries, huh? And she's like, ooh, I was a little late. And then the nigga pulls his shirt off. He keeps his Timbs on.
I got a package for you.
Keeps his Timbs on. Throws on. Puts it on. He takes his jewelry off. Takes his shirt off. Puts his jewelry back on.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you lose your clothes, but you still got your Timbs on?
Yo, I posted that shit last night on Twitter. I was like, yo, I got a question. How and why the fuck do these porno niggas do... when it comes to a sex scene, like, I'll be watching. I'm like, my nigga, why you got Tim's and high socks on?
The fuck is wrong with you?
And why do you need a fitted on?
My nigga, why you got tube socks on? It's 80 degrees. My nigga.
My nigga, like, what is the point of that? Like, are you trying to get more grip or some shit like that when you in it? Nigga,
I have no idea what it is. The stories be so stupid. It'd be like, yeah, take this delivery. Yeah. FedEx chickens. Like, you just called her UPS and she's wearing USPS.
I got a package for you.
Like, y'all just fucking, yeah, DHL. Take this D. Take this D and this hot and this H and this L.
Oh, shit.
The dick hot and long.
Yo, only porno shit doesn't really
exist. It's so stupid, man.
Listen, for you young boys out there, don't think that porno shit exists, man. You can't talk to your women all crazy when you have... I mean, it's cool. You can do some shit, but like some of these niggas are like, yeah, you little dirty slut.
Oh, my God. Like, you fuck around and get decked out.
I get decked. Like, let me say some shit like that to the missus.
Yeah, bitch, you little dirty bitch. You fuck around, she turn around, spit in your face, deck you. You on the floor, pull a knife out. She damn near about to slice your throat. I was just kidding, baby. I was just kidding. Shit is not like the porno. Shout out to Pornhub, though.
I'm an X-Videos kind of guy.
X-Videos? Shout out to X-Videos, too. X-Videos is decent. I guess Pornhub is more traditional. It's like,
you just know, but I don't know. X-Videos be like... more up to date. Like, I get on there, I'm like, oh shit, look at this. They got a whole new selection.
Yeah, shout out to X-Videos is pretty dope. You know what I mean?
Oh man, the missus is gonna come at me when she hears this
shit. Oh, forget about it, me too. It's over.
You know what I mean? But yeah, these niggas, they be in there with their Tim's and fitteds on and jewelry and like, talking all this wild shit.
Like, what is
trying
it?
Trying to act tough while you're having, like, nigga, you don't gotta act tough when you're having sex.
Acting mad tough and you in an intimate, you're in an intimate act, like,
nigga,
what's next? Do-rag on.
Yeah. Oh, nigga.
Yo,
you having the do-rags on, sunglasses. Like, nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, no. Nobody does that shit. You know what I mean? These young boys probably going out there like, well, I'm going to look tough while I'm doing this shit. I'm going to keep my Tim's on, too. That shit don't happen.
Yo.
It don't happen, all right?
Yo. Speaking of acting tough, son.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh, you know this nigga Stitches, you know this nigga Stitches got knocked the fuck out?
No, he got knocked the fuck out.
First of all, listeners, if y'all know who Stitches is, it's this white dude from Bumblefuck wherever. You know where he's from?
He's from down there. He's from, I think, Miami.
He's from Miami.
Like, but like outside of Miami. Or like, right. I don't know.
It's this white dude from Miami, right? He got tattoos of Stitches across his face. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? Actually, one of my listeners actually put me on to him a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
When he heard my episode. He heard the episode where we were talking about Slim Jesus. Mm. And he was like, yo, you ever heard of Stitches? He's another one.
Yeah.
And I looked him up way back when.
Yeah.
And I was like, this motherfucker crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, this dude, if y'all don't know, he has been engaging in mad internet trolling with Game for dumb long. And not together. I mean, like, he been coming at Game, calling him all kind of bitch, nigga.
Pussy boy.
He uses the word nigga notoriously also, and this dude is whiter than white can be.
Yeah.
Like, whiter than my styrofoam double cup right now. And all he says is, yeah, you little pussy nigga, you can't fight, you gonna get the hands laid on your pussy boy. Talking about Game's kids.
Accurate.
Yo.
No, yeah, he spoke about his kids.
Yo,
man.
Talking about his kids. I'ma kidnap your kids, you pussy nigga. And I'm like, yo, Game is gonna fuck him up. Yo.
We kept saying that.
Crazy.
Like, it's only a matter of time
before
Game fucks this nigga
up. I'm like, yo, Game is gonna find this nigga. And what I didn't know was Stitches is young.
Yeah, he's wild.
I had no idea. He's like 24 or some shit.
Yeah.
I said, what? Anyway, long story short, Stitch has been going off on Instagram, putting up mad videos, talking about he want to see Game. Game, at first he was ignoring him, you know what I'm saying? Game was doing his own thing, putting up dick prints on Instagram and all that shit, meat print poppy.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with Game. That's a whole nother separate topic to talk about, but you know, Game was in his own shit, and then finally he started to address it. He's like, yo, this dude Stitches, man, he's a fucking clown. He looks like a clown. He got stitches going across his face, all of this shit. And so finally he started responding a little bit. And then one day, very recently, Stitches, he pulled up to the club that Game was in.
Yeah.
It was a club, right?
Yeah,
and he waited for him outside for dumb long. He put up mad videos on Instagram.
It was for like 2-3 hours.
Yo, he put up mad Instagram videos like, I'm waiting outside for you, you pussy nigga. I'm spitting on your fucking Hummer, pussy boy. Yo, come out here and see
right
me, nigga.
Disrespectful.
Yo, spit on his car, all that shit. So finally, I don't think anybody really knows exactly what happened, but long story short, Game came out
Stitches was in his car. He got out of his car, and then he like tried to run up all game. Kind of walked up to him.
Before you bring that, there was also police. Like
there was police all around. Yeah, there was police around.
He looked suspect.
Yeah, my bad.
Go ahead. Continue the story.
There was police around. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That ties in.
Yep. No. Yeah, definitely. There were police around, but the police weren't doing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I didn't mention them. Like they were there, but they weren't part of the story just yet. So he gets out the car. He starts walking up to game, and I guess his manager. Like just stepped in, and he stepped right in front of Stitches and rocked him.
Yo, and it's not like he pieced him up a few times.
No, it was
a one hitter quitter, and he that nigga
rocked him, put him straight to sleep. He hit the floor, and the video is very short, so we don't get to see really. We don't get to see a good amount of footage.
He got the stiff arm, like you know, like his arms is just up. Like,
yo, his arms got dumb stiff. Like you know how when you see the deers on the side of the road and they just look mad rigor mortis and they just stiff. Yo, that was Stitches on the floor like a fucking mummy. I was rolling. And then Game put up a video. Like, yeah, man, Stitches got his whole mouth busted wide open in front of the club, in front of the police.
Which was factual.
OD factual.
The mugshot came out and the pictures came out. In his mouth.
This is the funny shit. Right after that, Stitches' Instagram page went private.
Yeah.
Mad randomly, his page went on
all
private.
Them videos.
He deleted all them videos. Mm-hmm. Came back, had no videos on there. Then Game put out another video like, I dare you to show your face. Show us that busted lip. And then Game found the mugshot because Stitches got arrested after he got laid out.
And what's bad, yo, you know you're around all those police. This nigga got, it's not even just because it was like any kind of assault. This nigga had, I think they said, weed in his car.
Mad dirty.
And you know the police is out there. You know what I mean? So he pretty much, did you see the video when this nigga was in his car?
Yes.
This nigga Stitches
was just sitting in the car.
And,
no, this was after he got knocked out.
He was
trying to wake up.
Yeah, and they had him step out the car and the nigga was just wobbling.
And they arrested him.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the mugshot, Stitches' whole mouth busted wide open. Game, you know, playing him like, yeah, nigga, now you can get real Stitches on your mouth, all this.
Yeah.
This nigga Stitches had the nerve to come out with another video talking about, this pussy nigga had the police with him. This nigga out here, he can't really see me. You had your mans hit me. You had your mans snuff me. You pussy boy. I'm like, yo, just let it go, man.
It was smart that Game didn't swing on him. And since I kind of like pay attention to like rumors and shit like that, we knew about Game having some legal issues.
Yeah.
So you know what? Especially with being on probation and he has like two cases pending, I'm actually not even mad at him.
No, I'm not mad at him either.
Like you can't be mad at him.
I'm not mad at him either.
Because like, you know what? He would have snuffed this nigga. That's an assault charge on top of being on probation. Then you got two other cases. That's it. He's done for.
Nah, OD.
So his manager, I think his manager got arrested too, but he probably didn't get nothing on him. But like, you can't be mad. Like,
nah, I can't be mad
really
at him at all.
I think if it came down to a game,
Game will fuck this dude up.
Game
will fuck him up. I just feel like, honestly, Stitches did this shit for publicity. Yep. He did it for attention because, you know, he got he put out a little album out. He probably looking to get some, some attention and some sales. Mm. And he want to get attention to him because at the end of the day, he does rap. And it's like, I feel like he knows this is going to, he put a diss record out.
Yeah.
Like, he knows this is going to get him attention. I feel like that's why he did it.
He even went out, like, trying to say that he fucked Kylie Jenner and was going at Tyga.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, he was saying that he fucked Kylie, but he didn't really have proof about it. He said he had proof, but shit never came out.
It's for attention, man.
He was going at Tyga and all that shit. Like, that's not the way to do it. Because you know what? Now this shit just blew up in his face. You know what I mean? Because now niggas is over here. They letting the jokes off.
OD.
They were going off.
Oh, nah, forget about it.
OD going off on IG, son. That shit was crazy, man.
OD.
You know, hey, you know, hopefully it works for him. Maybe he's moving the numbers that he wants because he just dropped an album for drug dealers only.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I didn't even know it. It's kind of working. If he did this shit for publicity, it's working because I didn't even know he had an album out.
It just happened to come up. Like, you know, looking
it's
into this shit.
It's because of this.
Just like, hey, so, by the way, the nigga that got knocked out just put out an album.
It's kind of working.
Y'all didn't know.
That shit probably sold 5,000.
I'm probably not going to check that shit out, man. But
this shit sold 5,000.
You know.
Mark my words.
definitely going double copper. Wow. I said that shit just like a double.
You said it like stitches.
Double.
My album definitely going double copper.
Double.
My shit going double copper, nigga. You pussy boy. Fuck
wow.
All the platinum. It's going penny out here,
shit.
You motherfucking.
Oh, shit.
He said it's going penny.
It's going penny, you motherfucking pussy, nigga.
Oh,
fuck
shit,
fuck you talking
man.
About. I put hands on you.
Oh, shit, man. Talk about underselling, man. Ross put out a pretty good album, man, but it's not getting received well.
You know what's funny? I didn't hear the album yet.
Really?
I really didn't.
I'm going to tell you what. It actually isn't bad.
Here's the problem. I wanted to buy Rick Ross's album.
Mm-hmm.
I bought Adele's album. I'm buying more music these days.
Yeah.
I personally am buying more music these days. Even if I bootleg it, I buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I bootleg and bought Adele's album. Now, I didn't bootleg Rick Ross's album because I want to just buy it. I wasn't that eager to hear it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people saying it's a dope album. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to buy it. It's just I'm broke right now. So I didn't buy it yet, but yeah. I heard it was a really good album.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good from beginning to end. I mean, you're getting your typical Ross,
yeah.
You know what I mean, on the album, but the production is pretty dope. Jalo Beats has a song on there that don't sound like his typical, like, hot nigga
yeah.
And all that shit. Like, the beat is dope when I found out that he did it. So the production is A1. Nigga got Mariah Carey on the album.
Damn, like, that's what's up.
Like, it's a really good album, but it's just, it just doesn't seem like it's performing well. Like, I don't know if it's, because of Def Jam or people wasn't really feeling the single that he put out. Because he put out that single, Sorry, with Chris Brown, and that hasn't really taken off.
Like, it was all right.
Yeah, like, he put out Foreclosure, a month or so ago, just for people to hear it. He put out that Black Market, Black Market? Black Market mixtape.
I think they were both Black Market. Now, Black Market is the name of his album.
Okay, so then Black Dollar.
Oh, Black Dollar
was the mixtape.
Okay.
And he had the Money Dance on there with Dream.
Right.
Which that is tough.
Mm-hmm.
But it still wasn't put out as a single.
What's Color Money on?
That's on the album.
Okay.
On Black Market. So, but even that wasn't really a single.
Mm.
So it wasn't.
Yeah, it was just a record. Like,
yeah, it was just a record. And then so some people are looking for that single.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Certain artists, we spoke about this. It worked for some artists to just drop that surprise album.
Right.
Like Beyonce. People are gonna go buy a Beyonce album.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go buy a Drake album.
Yeah.
If M drops an album tomorrow.
They're going to buy it.
Niggas are going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Jay drop an album, niggas are going to buy it.
They're going to buy it.
It works for certain people. It doesn't work for everybody.
Nope.
And so Ross kind of gave us a little bit of a lead up, but it was quick. It was 2 weeks. He was like, yeah, the album dropping in 2 weeks. Like, whoa. Like, my nigga, we haven't even heard nothing off of
it. You know what it is? A lot of artists these days, they feel like they got to take the future approach and they have to just oversaturate.
Yeah, that too.
Like, I don't understand it. And it is what it is, but these days, artists want to oversaturate. And I'm just like, man, promote your shit. You know what I mean? Like, give us a little bit, let us anticipate this, And that's not what it is. Artists just want to drop. And Ross works, man. He puts out song after song after song, mixtape after mixtape. It's not as frequent as Future, but he thought it would be dope if it's just like, I just dropped this mixtape and I'm about to drop this album. Boom. Yeah. You didn't even know about it, but guess what? I got an album.
Here it is.
Yeah, I've been working. Because, albums, they take a while to work on.
Yeah.
No matter if they're just dropping it the next day, even if it's like a What a Time to Be Alive. Albums, you got to go through a lot of different clearance shit. You
got
to go through, a lot of different shit to release an album. So no matter how quickly or late they tell you it's coming out, they've been working on it for a little bit of time.
But we don't know that.
We don't know that.
You know what I mean?
And so the fact that he was just like, yeah, man, and I'm about to release this album, it makes you look at Ross like, damn, and he been working on the album? That's what's up. But that doesn't always translate to sales.
Exactly. So I think they're saying that he's only going to do, I don't know, 50 went out 50 went out and said that he only sold 35K.
Wow.
And 50 was letting the jokes off, of course. He goes, hey, nigga, I don't know if that's a rock or a brick.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to 50. But Ross talks like he's a platinum-selling artist. You know what I mean?
And he's mad popular.
And he's that's another thing. Like, it's crazy.
He's like a superstar artist.
And then,
but he doesn't do superstar numbers.
Yeah, and the numbers aren't equaling up. It's wild because Meek did better numbers than him and Wale. And he's the boss.
And at the end of the day, right now, Meek is at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
As far as reputation mm-hmm. and our niggas checking for him. Yeah. Like, Dream Chasers 4, yeah, people are going to wait to hear it, but they're going to really want to hear it because they want to hear if he came
if
at Drake.
If he said some shit to
you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's not the reason why you want people to go buy your music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a part of it, but, you know, so for the fact that Royce is, like, still the respected dude and yeah. he's still cool and he still got that respect, it's like you would just assume that he's going to do...
Yeah, some big numbers.
Yeah, you know man.
I mean? But, I mean, we'll see how the album does, but... That brought up a question that I had. You know, it made me think, do album sales even matter anymore? Because it's very rare that artists, you know, you have your Adele's and all that stuff, you know, Taylor Swift, artists like that, like, you know they're going to go platinum. Mm-hmm. Fucking diamond, whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
like, when it comes to hip-hop, like, hip-hop, although they're saying it's the most influential genre of music, it doesn't equal the numbers. So, like, right. the numbers are, like, niggas is okay with... moving 100,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, that's what the album did.
They're just going to say it did six figures.
Yeah, yeah. That's all did six say. Figures. How yeah. much? Six
yeah.
figures.
Yeah. 100,000 and one copies.
You know what I mean? So, like, but these artists are still popular.
Very influential.
Yeah.
You know, here's the problem. Here's the problem that I see with album sales. The genre of hip hop, all of the categories underneath that umbrella of hip hop, the demographic of listeners for that genre are a whole bunch of ignorant fucks. Unfortunately.
No, you're accurate.
I'm not trying to diss nobody, but it went from people that listen to hip hop were part of a movement.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop was a movement.
Yeah.
Now it's just ignorant fucks that love hip hop and love right. listening to hip hop, especially trap music. So they don't care how they get it.
Yeah.
As long as they got it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's easy enough for them to go bootleg it,
the shit, yeah.
they're going to bootleg it. There's no camaraderie within hip hop anymore. Like, I got to support this artist. It's mm-hmm. just like, oh man, I got to hear that new Ross. Mm-hmm. Oh, they got it on Urban Leaks? Got it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got to hear that new Ross. Oh, it's on Dat Piff? Got it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no longer like a, I got to go to the store
yeah,
and support.
Support
or I got to go on iTunes and spend my money. Like,
mm-hmm.
I bought an album today, and it's funny because you have brought it. When we were going over one of the topics we're going to discuss in the next episode, and I had thought about a specific album, and I heard the album before, but I kind of only heard it like once, and it was just off of hearing it online.
Oh, I got
and
you.
I was like, oh, this is a dope album. And today, when I started thinking about it, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go buy that. And I just bought it. Like, I heard it already,
yeah.
but I bought it. I could have downloaded it, but I want to get into buying shit more because it's like, yo,
You want to support an artist.
Yeah, especially
you know what I mean?
As an artist myself. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, it's just, yeah, man. I guess it's the old school cat in me. I'm not old, but it's
not,
just...
But if you're a fan of that
yeah,
artist,
man.
You're going to be like, yo, I want to support this
man.
Person. Like, I'll go out and buy... any album that M drops,
yeah.
I'll go and buy any album that J drops.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm a Budden fan. I'll go and buy a Budden album. I'll buy a Pusha album.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
What I mean?
Like I bootleg and bought Adele's mm-hmm. album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I got her album twice. you
yeah,
know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
And it's just like, yo, you have to. I don't know. You got to support, man. Y'all got to support.
You know what? They're still making their money because you know what? Ross, even though he might have done these numbers. He could probably still go out on tour and probably sell shit out.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where they get in there.
And
money.
Tour money is money right in your mm-hmm. hand. It's cash or, you know, right in the bank, whatever the case. You know, you get paid. And tour money is money. But your tour comes and goes.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Your album is supposed to be like, I won't say like your pension, but your album is supposed to be this shit like, hopefully I can eat off of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Adele's eating off of her album.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? She don't have to go on tour. And if she does, that's just icing on the cake.
Yeah.
But eventually, you go on tour to promote an album.
Mm-hmm.
Once your album comes out, you continue your tour maybe for another month or two, but eventually it's over, and
yeah.
then you're just trying to get booked.
Yeah.
Ross is going to get booked no matter mm-hmm. what. So to your point, no matter what, he's going to get money.
Yeah.
But... you also want your albums to do numbers.
Yeah. Of course. You want your numbers. I mean, wow, you want your numbers to do albums. You want your album to do numbers. But I think in the end of the day, as of right now, like, I don't think the numbers matter anymore. Because you know what?
I don't think they have in a while.
Although he only sold 35,000. I don't know. I heard 35,000. I also heard 50.
I think whichever. It was projected to sell 50.
But
it only sold
35. Whatever. But I'm sure there's a million niggas who heard the album.
Nah, absolutely.
Oh, and you know what? I think that's 35K without streaming.
Yeah.
You also got to count streaming, which is weird to me. But
yeah, but well... You do, but shit, I hate to keep bringing up Adele, but Adele didn't stream her album at all.
She's a
I know,
whole
Adele is Adele. I don't want to,
you know what I mean?
I hate to go back to her over and over, but just putting it out there. Streaming is like fractions of pennies to the dollar. Yeah. And I think artists really hate streaming, believe it or not. Yeah. Labels love streaming.
I think it takes you like 10,000 plays for it to equal one album.
So. Yeah, like I labels love streaming. Mm. Artists, man, listen, that shit is, I don't know. I would hate to, it almost, as an artist myself, it makes me think to myself like, fuck, man, you know, is that going to be like, if and when we make it, what the fuck is going to be life, bro? Yeah. Like right now, we sort of somewhat kind of live in check to check, right? Like we want to have so much more money. Mm-hmm. We get signed, boom, we get an advance. All right, let's say that advance is $1 million. Then we look out for our family, right?
Yeah.
We down to like, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars and we feel like we good, but money comes and goes.
Yeah.
And finally, maybe it takes us 2-3 years under a label to put out an album. Put out an album, it sells nothing.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah, what's next?
We find, like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of artists out there. Yeah, there's a lot of artists out there that's, you see it a lot. You know, you see the one hit wonders and then you see the artists that just don't, I don't know whether it's not they don't have the talent or what, but they end up being just like us, but they're just more known because they were in the limelight at one point. Yeah. Like, look at Jay Mills. You spoke about him last episode. Like,
he had a promise.
What do we think he's doing though right now?
I know he put out a mixtape,
but is he handled? Is he straight when it comes to money? I'm sure he has more money than us. Contractually, he's probably doing shows and doing some side shit, but you know, what is he really doing? Is he doing anything much more than what we're doing as just niggas that's working? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to just point out when it comes to, again, with these numbers, I want to point out Fetty, although he did well his first week, I think his first week was a little bit over 100,000.
Yeah.
He hasn't really progressed from there. Like, I don't know, I'm not even sure if he's cracked 200,000.
You're right.
But Fetty has had one of the best years in hip hop we've seen
absolutely
in quite some time, probably since Drake.
Absolutely. The best year of 2015. He's had the best year of 2015. It's arguable that you could say Future, but Fetty to be a new artist, to be a freshman, to put out a freshman album, to have four records on Billboard in 1 year at the same time, pretty much, and to have the following that he has all within 1 year and being a new artist, I think that's just inexcusable.
I'm just trying to look up real quick because since you brought up Future, I'm not even sure
what DS2 did.
Yeah, what DS2 did. But he had one of, again, next to Fetty, you could kind of put them together.
Yeah,
again,
yeah.
Another
if it's
great
one,
year.
If either of them is one and two, they both had.
But I'm sure neither of them have even gone gold.
Probably not. I could see Future going gold.
Maybe.
I don't think he did. I can see him going gold. I'm not saying in the first week. Mm. But I can see him going gold just off of the strength that his Future is. Like so many people right now love that sound.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll, you know, the albums that go gold and platinum and double platinum, triple platinum, diamond, whatever, those albums are the timeless albums. Mm-hmm. The ones that people are buying years later. Yeah. Those are those. And I don't know that Future has that type of album. JP is going to try to slice my throat. But
no, he won't.
I don't know that Future might be that artist that years down the line, people are still going to be buying his music. And I think JP would have enough sense to agree with me on that.
Yeah. Or he might not.
He may not.
Just to bring up again, because there are some hip-hop artists that are doing numbers, Cole went platinum.
He did.
It was quiet. You know what I mean? It was a slow climb, but he went platinum. You know what I mean? So it is possible, but you know what I mean? It just really depends. You know what I mean?
That just shows Cole really has fans.
Yeah, he really does.
Like real fans. Because if he went platinum quietly, that means people were quietly buying his album and not making a fuss over it.
Yeah.
They was just like, I'm going to go buy his album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like I bought the album I bought today. I didn't buy it like, I'm going to buy his album. It was just like, I thought about it and I said, let me buy his album. Yeah. You know what I mean? And if a million other people do that, I mean, that's fans right there. Mm-hmm. That's fans.
So, all right, you guys let us know what you think. Do the numbers matter? Let us know what you think about this Stitches and Game situation. Do you guys care for a Kanye West sex tape? I don't, but let us know if you do.
I definitely don't.
And again, let us know if there's any shows that we should probably be catching up on or movies. I want to talk about movies probably next episode because there's some shits that I want to watch, B.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it right now. Yeah, so let us know. You know, hit us up on Twitter. It's TOSpodcast_SO. You guys can hit us up with an email. It never happens, but it's officiallystreet@gmail.com. Yo, hit us up, man.
Nah, I'm going to stop plugging the fucking email because this is bullshit. Oh, no.
Yo, I wish I just caught a video of that. Jay really, like, you know when, like, a nigga's, like, claps their hand and they start with...
Nigga.
He's like, no, nigga, fuck that.
Nah,
we're not promoting the...
Nah, nigga, that's over for the emails, all right? I'm done plugging that shit. I spent time creating my Gmail account for this shit, man. Y'all gonna ignore it.
Get to our website, officiallystreet.com, man, and hit us up. You guys can get me on all social media, IG, SoundCloud, Twitter as Sayer S-O, Snapchat is Sayer_S-O, that's S-Y-E-R. Jay?
You already know it's JOmegaSO on every social media network and also SoundCloud.com/JOmega if y'all want to hear a little bit of the music too.
Bet. So we're cutting it off here, but we're not done.
We're not done.
Okay, Jay. You know, as wild as it seems, man, people were really requesting for us to, you know, speak about this last episode of The Walking Dead.
They were mad that we didn't have it on the last episode.
I had quite a few text messages like, hi, man, when's the bonus episode for The Walking Dead coming out, though?
Yo.
You know what I mean? Like,
Jordan hit us both up like, so...
What's going on with The Walking Dead?
Yeah, you guys forgot something. Yeah. I'm waiting.
We didn't forget. It's just last week, you know, it was a great episode. We went for quite some time. So we didn't want to just rush through it because it was a great episode. So, you know, we're going to get into it now. So if y'all don't really rock with The Walking Dead, you can just cut us off here.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now. For those of y'all who are fans like us,
word
of The Walking Dead, let us take this moment to enjoy the greatness that is The Walking Dead.
You keep talking. I'm gonna get the name of the episode.
I have no idea what the episode is. So while you do that, let me just serenade the listeners and the fans who enjoy the glory. That is The Walking Dead. Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. I can stop acting like a creep now.
No, you did. You're like, hey.
Hey, kids.
All right, so the name of the episode
Let me tell you about this show that we watch. Where people turn into monsters and eat other people.
Oh, shit. It's called Start to Finish, man.
Start to Finish. Yeah. I bet.
Oh, shit.
This was a dope finale, man. This was a dope finale. I had maybe one or two reservations for the whole show. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really until later. But this was a dope episode, man. For those of y'all who really don't remember what happened, we're going to clear some of that up.
We're gonna go over it. So, as you saw from the episode before that, right at the end, you saw the wall coming down. And you knew shit was about to get real. And then the next, you know, when, you know, the episode starts, you're pretty much seeing all the smoke and everything clearing. You see the walkers coming through. And everybody's just scrambling. You know, everybody just went all different directions. And the first person we see is Maggie looking for the most unstable fucking ladder she can find.
Oh, my God.
Like, that had me so stressed.
I said to myself... if Maggie dies, what the fuck was all of this shit for?
Oh, no, like I'm watching it.
And I'm like, yo, man, they must. If Maggie dies, they didn't have to bring Glenn back. Yeah. They should just let his ass die. Mm. You know what I mean? Let's put it this way, Maggie. She's been in this situation multiple times, but I'm thinking at this point, she knows what the fuck is going on. Yeah. She gets up. She starts running. Obviously, she's limping. I forget what happened. She fell. Something happened to her. She starts limping. She's like, I got to get away. All these walkers, they move with lightning speed now.
Yeah, right?
It's crazy. Yeah. Walkers, I'm waiting to see a walker running.
Yeah.
I'm waiting this to see happen. A walker sprinting. Like
right now, they're power walking.
I'm waiting to see a walker sprinting, arms shuffling, like because that's damn near how they walk. I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers used to be slow. So she's running. She finds the ladder. She climbs up. They damn near grab her leg, and she's, you know, it was just a fuck. My heart stopped.
Yeah.
All right, because I thought it was over for her when they grabbed her leg, and. You know, she eventually, the ladder fell. Then she's just hanging.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she ain't got enough strength to fucking pull her ass up. But she did it. Yeah. She pulled her ass up. She got up on the ledge of wherever the hell she was, you know, trying to get up on. And she started laying there. So Maggie is safe.
Yeah, she's good. It made me worry because it's like, how strong is that shit that she's
I
on?
Don't know. I mean, damn near the whole wall came down. So what can she possibly... But, so we don't know what's going on with her. She's been on that ledge for quite some time, actually.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. She's there in like,
the whole fucking episode. The whole episode, she's on the ledge.
And you still see her there.
I didn't even think about
that.
What the fuck is she doing?
Yeah.
She's just sitting there wondering when somebody's going to save her. Mm. And there's mad walkers underneath her.
All
so
around her.
Who knows what the
it's
fuck
is
going
It's not even like she could hop over and go to the other side of the wall because them niggas is there, too.
Yeah, no. She's going to have to stay put for a while.
Yeah, so everybody pretty much kind of just went separate ways. Daryl, Sasha, and Abraham are still on the road, so they're not there quite yet.
Yeah, this episode, we don't quite know what's going on with them.
We'll see it at the end. We'll talk about it at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Eugene, Tara, and Badass Rosita are in another house. They went somewhere. I don't fucking know. Eugene was still being a bitch.
Yeah.
Morgan and Carol, let's talk about that. But they went to the house. I actually meant to ask you, because you pay attention to this shit. Did they go into the house that had the wolf in it, or were they in a separate house and she I don't want to give it away, but well, did they go into that house or did they go into a separate house?
Morgan and them?
Morgan and Carol, because remember it was just like Morgan and Carol went
I think they went into the house with the wolf in it, but I wasn't quite see this episode was fucking 2 weeks ago, man.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of really blurry on exactly the fine details of what happened, but I think they were in the house with the wolf in it. But they could not have been.
Yeah,
because actually Morgan left this chick. What's her name? The doctor chick.
The doctor, yeah.
He left her with the wolf with the wolf.
So
they weren't in the house.
I wrote her name down.
Fuck, I remember I thought I remembered her name too. But they weren't they weren't in the house with the wolf at that time. I think they went there later.
I just have it down as the doctor in my notes.
Okay.
So, yeah. The doctor.
Yeah, I think they went there later.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't remember exactly. And then everybody else, they went to Jesse's house. I remember I got her name down finally, the chick that Rick was smashing.
Yeah.
So they were all there. So everybody's pretty much separated within Alexandria and pretty much just trying to survive. We cut to, you see Glenn is right there by Alexandria. You know, obviously he let the balloons go, but then you see Enid being emotional, thinking that everybody's dead and all that, and Glenn is still being hopeful, but they're trying to plan a way to get into Alexandria. Right, let's get to Carol. So as you see, guys, everybody was scrambling trying to make it to the house. Carol falls, and it looks like she got hurt. She looked like she might have been a little bit out of it, you know, something like that. Like, Morgan had to help her up, you know.
Carol, so are we talking about when they're fighting over the wolf?
No. This is, I'm going to get into that.
Okay.
What I just did was I just sold where everybody went, just to show that everybody went separate directions. So there's pretty much like three or four stories going on at one time. So I just want to let everybody know where, the fuck everybody went.
Right.
So just we'll get into Carol because this is a big part of the episode. Carol and Morgan, they're running towards a house. She falls. It looks like she's sick. It looks like she hurt herself. Something like that. She wasn't her usual.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And like needed Morgan's help. And then they get to this house. Again, I'm not sure if it's the house with the wolf in it or it was like the one next to it, whatever the case may be. But you see Carol just isn't herself. You know, she's like down. She's like, you know, looks like she's trying to rest and things like that. And Morgan's just checking in on her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty much a scheme for her to go and I guess she steals the keys from Morgan. And here's why I don't remember whether or not she ran downstairs and opened up the basement to wherever the wolf was, or if she ran to the next house to that basement. I don't remember that exactly.
I don't know if it was the same house. Either way, she took the keys and she ran to where the wolf was.
To the wolf was, and Morgan wasn't kinda too far behind
her.
Yeah,
he ran right behind her.
And this is where I got tight. You know what I mean? I've been defending Morgan's punk ass all fucking season.
Yeah.
All season. Like, yo, just wait. He's going to snap. He's going to turn, you know what I mean, into a beast. He's going to start killing people and all that. And that doesn't happen.
Denise is her name.
Ah, the doctor's name.
The doctor chick's name is Denise.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at the notes that I have.
Yeah.
And I don't have good ones, but I did have her name.
Okay, so Denise, I'll try to make sure I keep that in mind as we talk about this. So pretty much Carol gets into this basement and she sees Denise there with the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And she immediately goes to kill him and Morgan's there to stop it.
Yep.
Fucking Morgan.
So then here they have a standoff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, I can't let you kill him. Move out of the way or I'm going to have to kill you.
And then I'm going
to kill him. Not moving out of the way. And then, you know, clearly there's no backing down.
Yeah.
So they have their scuffle. Morgan.
He gets the upper hand.
Morgan gets the upper hand, slams the fire out of Carol.
Yeah, he does.
He slammed.
No, my nigga. I was in pain when I saw that shit.
He slammed the yoga flame out of Carol. She was seeing stars. And but Carol's going to kill his ass. She was going to kill his ass.
At this point
ass.
Right now, I'm done defending Morgan.
Yeah.
I'm okay if she offs Morgan in the first or second episode.
Yeah, she was going to kill his ass, and she probably still is. So that happens. Now, the wolf gets up and claps Morgan with his stick, right? Or something?
No, I think he just kind of like just attacks him. I don't
he
even
just
think
attacks
he,
him. He knocked him out somehow.
Or maybe, I think he, because when he slammed Carol, he dropped the stick.
Yeah.
And then that's when he picked up the stick.
Yeah, the wolf picked up the stick, knocked Morgan out. And then, of course, now he picks up the knife,
that Carol had,
and he holds it up to Denise, and then he holds Denise hostage, and he's walking out of the building with her. And that's when Tara and Eugene show up.
Okay.
At the same house.
Maybe they were all in the same house.
I'm not sure.
Just different areas.
He makes Tara and Eugene surrender their weapons, and then he picks up the gun and he holds it to Denise's head. Mm-hmm. Now he's just with Denise. Yeah. We don't really know what happens, but he leaves with her.
I want to bring up something, and I kept it in the back of my mind all episode, and even from when he first said this, he goes, "You guys don't belong here."
Right.
So it makes me wonder, was there any kind of like conflict in the past between the people there in Alexandria and the wolves? Is it just he's saying that just to say it? Like he said it like two or three times, especially when he was speaking to Denise, like, "You guys don't belong here."
Mm-hmm.
And then he kept saying like, once I get free, I'm going to kill everybody here. So it made me wonder, like, is there a reason that he's saying that, or is he just saying that because he just wants to kill?
Maybe they used to live there.
Oh, exactly. Or maybe they used to just live there and the people in Alexandria like ran them out or something.
But you really believe the people of Alexandria ran out the wolves?
Who knows who was there before?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? They might have just been
that
like,
other. It could have been that other group.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know.
We don't know, but like they seem to be set on taking over Alexandria.
Yeah.
It's not like they're like, "Hey, we just want to kill anybody we see." It's like they were set on taking over Alexandria. So
that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, aside from that, we see the wolf leave with this chick,
Denise.
Right, Denise. And so aside from that, we cut to Deanna, Rick, yep. Carl, not even Carl, because I think Carl and Ron had a falling out. Carl and Ron had a falling out too. Ron was going to shoot Carl.
Yeah, that was bad.
And they duked it out. Mm-hmm. Carl ended up basically fucking up Ron, but he continues to save this dude. Like,
yeah,
Rick came and Rick was like, oh, what's going on? And Carl was like, everything's good. I'm like, what the fuck you mean?
But in the process, that's when they let off a shot. They broke the glass on the door.
Yeah.
So they put all the attention to the house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And
I feel like Carl needed to just kill this nigga Ron.
Ron
gotta go.
After all that happening,
Carl,
I wouldn't be like,
it.
Hey, listen, Pops.
This nigga tried to kill me.
Let me off him real quick.
Yeah.
Rick, keep it moving. Rick is a savage.
Rick is going to be like,
hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Rick is going to be like, make it quickly.
Yeah.
Make it quick. Yeah. No, have a good one.
You know what I mean? But he insisted on saving this dude. And even like the rest of the episode, like you could see in Ron's eyes, like he's still angry. He still has some ill will towards Carl. And I'm sure this isn't the last of it. You know what I mean? That we're probably going to see that shit once the season starts again. Deanna got bit.
We find out that she gets bit.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a little emotional because it's like, you know, she was there for a little bit and, you know.
I feel like Deanna, I don't know. It was and it wasn't emotional. Like, we was tired of Deanna's shit, but at the same time, we was like, okay, she's kind of getting the will to fight now.
Yeah, exactly.
But when she got bit, it was kind of like a sigh of relief. Like, okay, we don't have to wonder whether she's going to die or live or possibly get someone else killed. It's like, all right, she's dead. She's going to die. And we found out she get bit. So then she starts getting a little bit weak as time progresses. They, Rick, Michonne, and Carl and them, they all hold up in this house.
Yeah.
And they put Deanna upstairs, right? And she eventually fucking disappears. No, she's in one room and then she gets up and goes to another room and lays down. And we didn't know. And we're like, where the fuck is Deanna?
Yo, how did you feel when she was over Judas? Wow.
Oh my God, over Judas. Yo, and Rick was going to flame. Rick was going to flame. Like, I'm surprised he didn't just shoot her in the back of the head.
She said it's still me. You know what I mean? You know, she went out in the blaze of glory, man. Like, you know, the walkers kind of overtook the house. We'll get back into that real quick, but they overtook the house and you see her just letting off.
Well,
I mean, and
before that, so before that, the walkers begin to overtake the house. Mm-hmm. Rick says,
dumbass.
Yeah, because of Ron's dumbass. Oh, the kid. What's the kid's name? The youngest. He's another one.
Oh my God.
Something's wrong with him. He kept talking to Carol. What the fuck is this dude's name? I'm going to tell you right now.
Man, you gotta tell that we missed out, like a whole week went by.
Nah, it's been a while. Sam, that's his name.
Sam
seems to be harboring some sort of animosity towards Rick.
Yeah, he does.
For multiple reasons. A, he killed his dad. Mm-hmm. B, he's running around with his moms. He doesn't trust him.
We get it.
Taking her down. And we understand that. You know what I'm saying? But what ends up happening is he keeps asking these questions like, why are we doing this, mommy? Mm-hmm. Why is this happening? Why can't we do this? And it's kind of like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Which leads to something later on in the show. But before we get to there, Rick realizes they're fucking surrounded. It's over. They kind of got to go old school with this. Mm-hmm. So they go downstairs. They kill two walkers. They bring them upstairs, gut them, and they cover themselves in the guts. And that's when they decide, all right, this is what we need to do to get the fuck out of there. Yeah. I love that part.
Mm-hmm.
I love that part because they haven't done that since like season two.
Yeah.
I love that part. So they cover themselves in the guts. That's when Deanna was like, just leave me a gun.
Yeah.
I'll take care of myself when I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready right now, but I will be. So who was it that left her a gun? It was Michonne or was it Michonne that left her the gun or was it Rick?
I want to say it was Rick.
Or it could have been Jess. Who left? Somebody left her the gun.
Yeah,
like,
somebody
right, here you
did.
Go.
Whatever. Somebody
and I feel like it was a female that kind of was sharing a moment with her. I don't think Rick would have shit. I don't know. So they left her the gun. That's when we're thinking we're going to hear a gunshot of Deanna killing herself. Okay. And Deanna got up and she got wild.
And let me tell you, she got fucking accurate.
I was getting ready to say.
I keep doing the fucking DJ Khaled
accurate.
Accurate.
She got accurate.
She got accurate.
Nah, but we said the same thing. Like, all throughout the last three episodes when she was trying to get crazy on these walkers, she didn't know what the fuck to do. Yeah. She couldn't aim. She didn't know to shoot the brain. She didn't know to kill the brain. And now, all of a sudden, she has this gun. She knows she got, like, you know, 10 seconds to live. Every shot is a headshot. Bang, 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 bang. And then she runs out of bullets. Because I think she had a revolver. She runs out of bullets. And then she just started yelling. It was a dope scene.
Yeah, it was.
It was really a dope scene. But so we know Deanna's over with. And then Rick, Sam, Michonne, Carl, and Jess. And Ron.
Ron. And they got Judith with them.
And Judith. Ugh. So we got, oh my God. Yeah. So they all leave the house. They're all covered in walker blood, right? Mm-hmm. And I know everybody was thinking this because I was thinking it too. If Judith starts crying, it's over. It's over. And we noticed that happened before. But what fucking happens?
Fucking Sam.
What fucking happens? We're thinking, oh man, hopefully Judith don't cry. She's a baby. She can't help it. Yeah. She doesn't know she has to be quiet. This little nigga Sam.
Mommy?
I'm like, all right. Kill him. I swear to God, I was watching. I swear. I was looking at the camera. I was looking at the television, the camera. And
Jay was there.
Nigga, I was right there. I was right there looking at the film. I was like, yo, just kill him. I wasn't even recognizing him as Jess's son. I was just like, shut him up.
Yeah, shut him the fuck up.
Kill him. Turn around, stab him in the fucking eye. Mm-hmm. Put him down. Put him down.
He said, do whatever.
No, do anything. Right in the neck. But I'm like, so we know at this point
some shit is
what's going to happen the next season, that the walkers are going to, and somebody's going to die. And hopefully it's Sam and Ron.
That's so. Harsh.
That's so horrible.
I mean, Ron can go, but damn, why Sam? I think Sam is going to play a big part.
Sam might
play
a very big part. I think so too.
Now that we know why, because we kept wondering, like, yo, why is he acting like this? Why does he seem so reserved? Like, he's only cool with Carol, but whenever anybody else is around, he seems a little, you know, standoffish. Now we know, because, like, you even see, like, the screen starts shaking and he's angry and all that stuff as soon as he sees Rick.
I think, yeah, but we don't know why he's so mad at Rick.
We kind of know, but they haven't said it.
You're right. I mean, we're using context clues. Mm-hmm. Like, Rick came in here, turned the whole town upside down, but a lot of these people came with Rick and turned the town upside down with him, but he doesn't harbor the same animosity towards them as he does Rick.
I think it's mostly towards Rick.
I mean,
like,
Rick
he's uncomfortable around.
He is uncomfortable around all of them.
His mother and
Carol, which is, I mean, it's odd because Carol is Rick's right hand bitch. But hey, it is what it is. So that was the episode. It was very interesting.
Yeah. Well, wait, real quick. Glenn sees Maggie a little bit towards the end of the episode. He looks over and he can see that she's on, like, the platform.
But she doesn't see him, does she?
She doesn't see him, but he sees her.
Okay.
So it's like a little bit of a sigh of relief. I think just kind of throwing that in.
Did I see that? I don't know if I remember that.
Yeah, it was towards the end.
I got to watch the episode again. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I got to watch the episode again. Definitely we'll watch it before the next season airs, which I think is in February. Let us know. I don't remember.
I'm praying to God that I still have fucking AMC around that time.
Yo, why are they doing this to you?
They're still doing
it. They're not doing it to me.
I don't fucking get it.
I think it's just Blue Ridge. But it's not only Blue Ridge. It's other cable companies too, because it'll say, like, hey, if your cable provider is getting rid of AMC, call. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't see those commercials. Oh, man.
I reached out to them real quick.
They better not, man.
I called, left emails. Like, y'all better not.
They better
I'll
not.
I'll come and shoot that fucking place up right now.
Nigga.
I'll go the fuck off.
Nigga, I'll tell you what, man.
You know what I mean?
Turning the stitches out there. You pussy, nigga.
And then towards the end of the episode, well, it was the end of the episode, and then, like, at the end, like, after the credits, you meet up with Daryl, Sasha, and Abraham. Did you see that scene?
I did.
Nigga. That was intense, man. Like, you see them, they're in their gas truck, and they pull up, they're going up the road, and you see, like, a bunch of bikers.
Uh-huh.
And they all have fucking, like, AKs and shit like that. Like, they ain't playing no games. And they're pretty much like, hey, why don't you step out of the car? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Don't try no funny business. Don't try to drive off because we'll light your shit up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I'm a little bit afraid of them.
No, no, no. It really is. Like,
I'm a little bit afraid of them because they're like no other gang that they've run up on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the others, like, they're not as ruthless. Like, yes, the only comparable people we could say is the governor, but the governor was at least trying to act good around his people. Mm-hmm. He only had but so many people that kind of really knew his true colors.
Yeah.
But these dudes is like all in unison,
crazy. Mm-hmm.
So who knows what's going to happen,
you know,
there.
They showed him stepping out the car, and then, you know, I think Daryl asked him, they're like, well, you know, oh no. He said, oh, this truck no longer belongs to you, the guy says. And then Daryl steps out. He goes, well, who does it belong to? And they say, well, this is now property of Negan.
Mm-hmm.
And it just cuts off from there.
Yeah, man.
I went and did my research. I'm not going to ruin nothing if y'all haven't. Negan is not to be fucking played with.
All I know about Negan is he's worse than the governor. Ten times worse. That's all I know about.
Worse.
I have heard from people that have read the comics. I've heard a little bit of spoilers.
Yeah, so have I.
Those of which I won't put out there. But shout out to Negan, man. Shout out to Negan.
Yo, that means the rest of this season is going to be...
Oof. It's going to be wild.
It really is. Like, it left us, you know what I mean? There's a lot. It answered a lot of questions, but now we have even more questions, and now something else is, you know, happening, man. So it's going to be a good season, man. I can't wait for February, you know? But that's it, y'all. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed, you know, us speaking about The Walking Dead. We apologize for it being a little delayed, but you guys have it here. I think that's it, Jay. You got anything else that you want to say?
Nah, man. We getting ready to... How many more episodes we got until Christmas? Two more?
Krimmer. We got, next week, and then the following week is, Christmas.
Yeah, so we're going to have to get into the holiday spirit next couple weeks. But, right now, still fuck them all.
Yeah, we got a special episode for, like, around the New Year's time. You guys should be looking forward to that. We got something crazy planned for that.
Yeah, other than that, I hope everybody, you know, enjoys this episode, and hope everybody enjoyed the Joey L's episode. Let us know what y'all thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
And until next week.
Y'all know where to find us. We out.
Out.
I don't know what you chatting about. If this beef pull the gallon out. My niggas stacking cheddar now. HF, yeah, my niggas living better now. Benny Boom, yes, I'm the head honcho. Sour Diesel, we mix it with the Fonto. Cops coming, smoke the herb pronto. Fire green, orange heads like the Bronco. Yeah, some niggas dead and gone in the dirt, dog. I was praying early morning in church, dog. Life can hit you very hard where it hurt God. That's why I give my all in the verse, dog. A nigga pull your card over turf, dog. Some niggas go to war and get murked, dog. Some niggas in the mall go to Hearst, dog.